From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California lawmakers and staff have clocked long hours to get a budget package ready for a vote today. Memos, committee reports, untold pages of legislation, but moments of levity do break through. From Sacramento, Julia Mietrich reports.
Imagine you're a reporter covering a landmark cannabis bill, listening to a hearing of the Senate Budget Committee. Hours have gone by.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This trailer bill integrates the Medical Cannabis Regulation and Safety Act and the recently passed Proposition 64.
Soon it was Republican John Morlock's turn to pose a question to Democratic Committee Chair Holly Mitchell. He asked senators to go to the committee report, bottom of page one.
It refers to a bureau, and I'm kind of curious.
The Bureau of Cannabis Control.
It says cannibals.
It's a typo. It's a typo. And you knew it was a typo. Bureau of Cannabis Control. Yes, you knew. Let's get to your question.
It sounds like the dawning of the age of cannabis. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mietrich.
Well, meanwhile, it didn't garner much attention amid the news of a state budget deal, but a bill to make California a sanctuary state passed its first committee in the Assembly. Democratic Senate leader Kevin DeLeon touted his bill as a vital protection against the Trump administration's immigration and enforcement agenda. But Tuesday's committee hearing lacked the rallies and crowds from earlier votes, as DeLeon works behind the scenes to head off some of the opposition from California law enforcement groups.
I think we're very close, no doubt about it, with regards to the police chiefs. Sheriffs, they're just another ball of wax, you know, altogether. It's a different culture. It's a different culture. It's a different dynamic.
Tuesday's Public Safety Committee approval came more than 2 months after the measure passed the full Senate. During that time, the Trump administration has narrowed its definition of what would constitute a sanctuary state and suggested it would only seek to cut federal funds from a handful of grant programs. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.